And what did they use to fill a jug if they had had the stuff in, oh, in a large container and you just went in to get a jug full? What would they put in the top of your jug so that they wouldn't pour the stuff all over the floor?
Funnel.
I've been looking for the New England expression tunnel.
Tunnel.
For a funnel, but I haven't found it. I don't think I will. But I'll be dutiful and I'll look for it anyway. what do you call it when somebody buys something in large amounts to parcel out in smaller amounts? You say, he buys...
bulk?
Uh-huh. I keep peeking over my questionnaire here at this little counter. It tells me where the tape is.
Oh.
And when these things come up, I can put them on here. It's always annoying to me to look at a tape because they look the same if
yes.
they're filled or if they're empty. Mm-hmm. Oh, and by the way,
4 years
we tore this old church down, the Presbyterian church, and we built a new one. And now this is the kind of nails they had in this old church.
Oh, I remember those as a boy. Yeah, handmade? No.
I don't
know.
Machine
made, aren't they? Old square nails.
Yeah, they ever got those,
Boy, those came in the hard way, didn't
they?
They
sure did.
I bet they really held.
Well, it was really hard to get out of there.
The church was built in, what, 18-something?
But you know, they had a in between the walls. It was it must have been a school there.
Yeah.
Something had a blackboard on that, and there was names and somebody across this board in there.
Hmm.
Years ago.
Did you save the board, the names?
I believe Dennis got the board, didn't he?
Oh, let's just hope that he doesn't erase the names.
Well, he has it just like it come out of there.
Huh. Seems strange to me to go down in the basement of Williams Hall on the campus. The basement's been condemned now for a number of years. Go down there and see assignments written on the blackboard just as,
yes,
as they appeared before the basement was condemned. When you were a boy, did you have one of those musical instruments that you could hold up to your mouth and suck and blow and make beautiful music?
French harp?
Uh-huh. How about the one that you
juice harp
with your thumb? I got one of those the other day.
Well, we had a scavenger hunt one time, and we were supposed to find a juice harp, and everybody brought in a French harp, didn't they? They thought that was a...
Well, I found one in Oklahoma City, and I thought, I've got to have one of those wonderful things. It sounds just like it did when I was a kid.
Yeah, and Jane's a bit.
Oh, it's miserable. It just hurts my mouth. Well, what would you call the part of a wagon that sticks out between the two horses?
Tongue.
And if you have a buggy, a one-horse buggy, the parts that go beside the horse?
Shaft. Mm-hmm.
And the stuff that goes over the horse and connects him to the buggy or to the...
harness.
Uh-huh. If you want somebody to put this on the horse and attach him to the wagon, what would you tell him to do? Here we go again.
Harness the horses.
Uh-huh. And on a buggy, the ornamental thing that would stick up in the air, they'd pop over the horses.
A whip?
Uh-huh. Wagon tongue had a thing that went across it like this.
Brass wheel?
No. Well, the tongue would be like this, and you'd have a horse here and a horse here. And behind each horse, there would be a wooden bar